When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we had a little bit of a celebration yesterday as it pertains to Juan Soto, BT, from the Mets' perspective. To me, from the Yankees' perspective, this is on Hal Steinbrenner. Like, the Yankees' offer, while it was close to the Mets, it just wasn't good enough. They clearly wanted the player, so I think there's a difference between where you'd go because you want the player, you don't want the player, whatever. Like, you know, the Dodgers went to $600 million, let's say, for Soto. Okay, well, yeah, you wanted them, but you weren't realistically going to get him at $600 million. Yankees did a lot to be able to come up out of their comfort zone, but hearing Brian Cashman talk about it, then more reports, whether it's not giving in with the suite, whether it's falling short $15 million of the bonus money, the Yankees ultimately didn't do enough. And instead of being mad at Juan Soto from a Yankees perspective, I would be mad. My ire would go toward the owner, Hal Steinbrenner. Bottom line is you wanted the player and you lost them because you didn't do enough.
I'm not mad at anybody. I'm honestly not. I'm not mad at Juan Soto. I'm going to miss watching Juan Soto do his thing before in front of Aaron Judge. I'm not mad at Soto. You know, this is what he always wanted to do, get the free agency. I'm not mad at Hal either. I thought Hal's offer was great. Now, I will say this, as much as I'm not mad at Juan Soto, who the hell does Juan Soto think he is that he's going to get a suite over Derek Jeter, a five-time champion with the fifth or sixth most hits in the history of baseball, who was drafted by the Yankees in the top 10, a lifelong Yankee, or Mariano and get a suite? I understand that the perks are...
But shouldn't those guys have gotten them?
Well, they didn't, and they didn't complain. They didn't get it, and it didn't dissuade them from staying.
Right.
So to me, that means maybe the Yankees meant a little more to them. And I'm not even wrapped up in all like the emotions, like Soto didn't love the pinstripes. He betrayed the Yankee fan. Get over it, Yankee fans. It was a 1-year rental. It was pretty much, I don't know that we'll ever quite see that dynamic again with back-to-back hitters. Maybe we had it with Mattingly and Winfield for a minute. That's pretty much it. You know, in my lifetime, I don't think you had this with Reggie and Thurman or anybody else. So it was fun and it was awesome and it hit its ceiling because the Dodgers were a lot better. And the Dodgers were a lot better. I got news for you. I think there's three or four, maybe five other teams that from top to bottom are just straight up better than the Yankees. And depending upon what a few teams in the American League do, you might add one or two more to that list. Sal, for the Yankees to do what I want them to do, yeah, which is win, I don't think that you build a championship by completely caving and acquiescing for every little petty demand. I'm offering you $760 million, and I got to pay $500,000 for a suite for your brother? The hell out of here. Oh. Go to Queens. I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah, but then you could have
you don't know that. You could say that.
Well,
you don't know that.
Well, let's just go based on history. They did need him to get to the World Series.
Well, but they didn't.
I mean, they had Big Bad Aaron Judge. They made the trade for John Carlos Stanton. They signed Gerrit Cole. None of it got them to a World Series.
Did Aaron Boone ever win 101 games without Juan Soto? The answer is yes.
Right.
Did he ever win 99 games without Juan Soto? The answer is yes. You know, understood, with Soto, the path is obviously, at least in theory, easier, provided you do the other stuff, which I'm not so sure that they would have, based on the financial limitations. Maybe that's a different discussion. But listen, I'm not telling people how to feel, although I just say get over it. I honestly don't begrudge Hal at all. Matter of fact, I am surprised And proud's definitely not the right word, but okay, I'm good. Like, you went to 760, man.
Right.
What do you want to do?
So,
beg, you know, you grovel and beg?
But here's the problem. Yes, I understand what you're saying, but A, it was not good enough to get the player that you clearly wanted.
That's literally true, because he went to Queens.
And B, one of the big reasons why you and some others were okay with maybe not going over the top for him was because you knew in any scenario that included Juan Soto, it wasn't going to be much more to follow.
Yep.
So now we're getting to a bigger picture thing. It's not just about Juan Soto. Hal has been talking about the luxury tax and not needing to spend so-and-so to be able to build a winner for years before Juan Soto was even a New York Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we had it play out. His team went all in to trade for a player who wasn't under contract, but just the 1 year. They now lost that player after getting to a World Series and now are, you know, armed with the task here to build a team that's going to be better without him, which, like you said, yeah, it could happen, but now he's going to have to spend a significant amount to do it or give up more prospects or both to maybe even get back to where they were, if not maybe a little bit better next year, where everybody else is trying to improve their ball club. I think this is on Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees just not doing enough.
Well, listen, there's the bigger issue, and that's that the Yankees need to just get better at doing their job. And that goes down to Brian Cashman. That goes down to the scouts. That goes to everybody involved in the Yankees, where you draft. First, you identify players you want. Then you draft them. Then you develop them. Then you get them through the system. You teach them whatever, you know, how to be a Yankee, different philosophy. I don't mean necessarily like the aura of the pinstripes. I mean more hitting philosophies and pitching theories and all the things that different organizations have. They got to get better at that. So, you know, Juan Soto, for whatever, you know, and I'm going to say, because he's such an amazing elite hitter, I would say he's got, at least provided he's healthy, 26. If he's really 26, and whatever, he might be, who knows. But I would say at least six more years of absolute apex hitting prime.
Right.
Of course, I would love that to be in the Bronx. But
especially with Judge and Cole being where they're at.
Understood.
Age-wise, obviously.
Understood. Listen, that was one of my gripes last year and the year before that. Hey, you're running out of prime value for Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge. Go out there and do something, which is why I appreciated kind of rolling the dice and giving up the prospects and taking a flyer on a guy that you knew probably wouldn't re-sign during the season. And you would have this. Now, I didn't think the battle would get to this degree, 765.
Whatever.
It's sheer lunacy.
Right.
But, Sal, I think for me, the bottom line is, after all this stuff and what I thought could happen, what did happen, as we process everything, that from the bottom of my heart, I would have loved to have seen the tweet the other night, Juan Soto stays in the Bronx. I really would have.
And now move forward.
And move forward and see what you can do.
Right.
Maybe make a trade for Bellinger, Walker, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe one move, whatever, okay? But I always understood, because I said it on the air a month ago and I tweeted it. I was never 100% convicted that, you know, Juan Soto, the retention of Juan Soto would mean that the Yankees would win number 28. They are flawed. So when you tell me about Hal, I push back. I'm fine with what Hal did in the pursuit of Juan Soto. Where they need to be better are the other facets of the franchise. Just develop players better.
Oh, okay, but this to me predates Soto. Like, Soto is the first real definitive prime example, because they've never lost a player that they wanted, especially to the Mets.
Yep.
But this was not like a, hey, like Yamamoto even last year, hey, we want this guy, but we're tapping out at three. Like, this is ridiculous. I think the Yankees did feel like they got to a level where this was getting ridiculous, but they just kept going beyond that, saying, like, we want this player back. So they wanted them, they lost them. But they didn't do enough at the trade deadline last year after
I agree. Yep.
They didn't do enough in the offseason last year after getting Soto. Even if we disagreed then, you have now, like said, looking back.
Yeah, I thought Verdugo would be better. Okay. I knew they needed, I didn't think he'd hit 230.
Well, they needed more. Years before that, we got on Howell and Cashman. Like, this is not, to me, just about Soto, because you can't rip Hal for saying, oh my God, he's cheap. He's not cheap. They gave a pretty good offer. Now, it wasn't good enough, whereas the Yankees were accustomed to everything being the best and the highest. Okay, fine. In isolation, they made a good offer for Soto, a great offer for Soto. He got one better. He decided to take it. This is a bigger picture thing, a pattern that we've been seeing for years play out. And even now, yesterday, where you start to spin it forward, Cashman says, quote, and like, it may be logical and practical and smart to say we're not going to spend like drunken sailors, but that's not what Yankee fans want to hear the day you lose Juan Soto. You want to hear, okay, screw Soto, we lost him, our offer wasn't good enough, now go get everybody else. And yet you're hearing again, well, we need to build the team out, we're going to be aggressive and be in all the plays, but we're not going to spend like drunken sailors.
Well, Okay. First of all, to react to what Cashman said, I don't react to what he says. I react to what he does. Now, I know what he means because, let's face it, if you are the agent, whether it's Boris or somebody else, of the players that they might want, Bellinger to trade, Christian Walker, you know, Bregman, Max Fried, you know the names, okay? If you are representing those players, you're looking at the Yankees like this. Like, remember the cartoon with, like, the coyote?
Yeah.
With the knife and the fork and his tongue hanging down, trying to get the Roadrunner. Right. I'm going to eat this sucker. Because
Wile E. Coyote, yeah.
I love that. Well, Saturday morning cartoons are the best. But it was like, all right, we got you, because now we know that you're desperate. And from a PR perspective, or we perceive that you're desperate, from a PR perspective, we know that you have to try to deliver something for your fans, and you've got three or four holes that you have to address, which means we're going to tack on a Yankee tax for 10, 12, 15% to take advantage of your desperation. What Cashman's doing there is at least verbally, now it might not have any impact, verbally, preemptively shutting it down. I don't care what Cashman says. I do care what Cashman thinks, because what he thinks will put the plan to action. I care what the Yankees do from now. I get it. Not everybody's moved on from Juan Soto the way I have. I am a forward, you know, a forward thinker. Now, I'm also a sentimentalist. He was here 1 year. If this was Aaron Judge last year who went to San Francisco, a couple of years for San Francisco for $60 million more, it would have hurt more because he's a Yankee. Juan Soto was incredible. He was 1 year. Get over it. And the fact that he asked for the suite, and because they didn't give it to him, and I don't know if that's the only reason that he went to the Mets. Hey, take a hike, dude. We're not giving you a suite. We're giving you $760. If you don't want it, get lost.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Javier is calling from Comac. What's up, Javi?
Good morning, guys. I don't know how anybody could not be livid about it. I am absolutely infuriated about how Sam Brand handled it. This is, like you said, Sal, this has been years in the making. And it's been years in the making since, I would say, Hank Steinbrenner died. Because I think if Hank Steinbrenner was still around, this would have been a different situation where we would have had Juan Soto in our backyard. But instead, we leave Hal Steinbrenner in with this, and he's the one that pooped the bed on this one, for sure. Because he could have had Juan Soto years ago if he had been a little bit more diligent as far as making trades. We would have had him under control for those 2 years that before going to San Diego. He probably would have changed his mind, would have had a little bit more time in the Bronx to see how the Bronx was, feel more comfortable, and could have made him a better role. Have Hal Steinbrenner, you know, doing the worst, and then, you know, Brian Cashman with his arrogance, it doesn't work. I'm infuriated. I spend a lot of money every time I go to Yankee Stadium.
And they give you a lot of wins. And they give you a lot of wins, Javier.
Yeah, they give us a lot of wins, but where does it count? It doesn't count unless you win the big prize.
I understand that. Listen, trust me, I get that. With the Yankees, it's about World Series, and they've gotten further away from that than they've ever been, you know, since the dynasty was being built by Stick Michael and Buck in the mid-90s, and of course we know what happened. I understand. It's a little misleading on the label. Like, you know, when you look at the Yankees mantra, I will give you this. It definitely feels more hollow than it's felt in a long time. Championship or bust? No, not championship or bust. And I also agree that if Hank was still alive, Hank had a little more cowboy in him. You know, maybe they would have done more to retain him. But listen, I think that, and again, I don't know the answer. I can only just examine everything that we have in front of us in terms of what's leaked here. The fact that they went back to the Yankees and the Yankees said, well, good. Do you think that the extra $5 million or $10 million was their absolute financial breaking point? Or do you think, and I don't know, or do you think that they were just really in their mind saying, is he really 26? How's he going to age? Do we want to really keep judging center or left? Like, there are baseball reasons.
Right, but they went up to 760 or whatever it is.
I know.
So, like, I
up to that point, they were cool. But, I mean, everybody's got a price.
I get it. But to me, that's why it's not just about Soto. This is the one that makes everybody see it. Like, this is front and center, smacks you in the face, kicks you in the you-know-what. Now you can't ignore it anymore, where the Yankees got beat for a player that they wanted. With Judge, they got outbid. Think about that. Forget about the results. The New York Yankees got outbid for their own superstar, historic superstar,
yep,
in Aaron Judge. They were lucky Judge wanted to be a Yankee. They've relied on that now too many times. Yeah, they got Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole also wanted to be a Yankee, but they gave him a ton of money as well. That's now years ago. We're years removed from that. The Yankees have not operated. They got outbid for Yamamoto. So now it's not just Judge, it's Yamamoto, and now it's Soto. Like, the Yankees have been getting outbid for players that they want by multiple teams. They've happened to land one of them in Aaron Judge, but yep, this would have happened, you know, 2-3 years sooner had they lost Judge to the Giants. We'd all be flipping out, killing everybody. Now it happens with Soto. I can't give him a pass. This is, he's, Hal's right, where you shouldn't need to spend $300 million to build a winning team. However, you're still the owner of the New York Yankees, and you also should not be getting outbid by other teams who think it is necessary to give 760 or 750 or 500 for Judge or whatever the ridiculous number, you know, four something that the Giants offered him. Mm. You can't keep getting outbid like that if you're the New York Yankees.
But I think the people really have to understand, they might not want to hear this, but see, if you think that the Yankees are no longer the Yankees, and I can see why people would say that. Certainly the Yankees that we grew up with, right? They're not. I'll say it. The game's changed, man. You know, Hal's worth 1.2, and Steve Cohen's worth $20 billion.
So he can't compete.
How the hell is he going to compete?
I don't know.
He's not.
That's a problem,
well,
isn't it?
Well, it's not a problem, which is why I started all this by saying that their baseball operations need to be better. We're not sitting here saying the Yankees have $173 million payroll. They were top three a year ago. The other two that were higher, one is Guggenheim, one is Cohen. Right. Like, things are changing. So I think that this association that the Yankees will always win, when obviously the Soto sweepstakes is a reminder that they won't, but that they will always come correct with the biggest offer. It's over. Those days are over. And now that the Yankees are going to have to prove that they're very good at the essence of baseball, building a team. And they've yet to really prove that they're great at that.
Sal is in Brooklyn. What's up, Sal?
What's up, Sal? What's happening, buddy?
Boys, hoping all is well.
Hey, Sal.
You know that? Hey, listen, man, it's revisionist history. He's gone. All right? Let it go. Don't be upset. I told you like a week ago this thing's going to cap out at 730, 740. I was wrong. It went beyond that. This guy's going to be worth over $800,000 by the time this contract is over. I'm not mad at Hal. He did what he did, and it didn't happen. Keep it moving. Now you're going to sit down at the baseball meetings. You figured out if you get somebody in front of Judge that can get on base, this guy's going to produce with crazy numbers. The guy in San Diego that's a three-time batting champ that San Diego's looking to trade, Ariza, you go get him. You put him in the number two hole, Judge at three, and then you find a pitcher, whether it's Burns, whoever it is. You
Sal,
start
come
to solidify
on.
The team. Sal. I'm not going to sit here and cry. He left, man.
Sal,
he's
come
gone.
On. Man.
I'm with you, Sal.
Yo, come on.
You got to move on, dude.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, you do have to move on, but that's not going to replace Juan Soto. I mean, come on. Luis Ariza is not going to replace Juan Soto. Your specific example, like BT, you talk about building out the team. We talked about it, how it does fit better. See, the problem is they made the investments that, like, I'd rather invest everything in Juan Soto than I would what they've already invested in Judge and Stanton and Gerrit Cole at this particular point. That window for Judge and Cole and Stanton, like, that's...
Judge contract's not bad, Sal. Yeah. Number one, he just won the MVP.
No, I'm not worried about the contract. Okay. I'm talking about his age.
Yeah.
Combined with the money and the position that he plays, where you had Soto was the same thing. Like, okay, forget Soto for a second. Yanks have Judge and Wright, fine, it fits. Yanks have Stan at DH, I mean, it is what it is. Cole again, another year older, coming off an injury. Like,
I get it.
Okay, so their best players are... I mean, is it fair to say on the downside?
Gerrit Cole, possibly. Not Aaron Judge. He just won the MVP. Understood. Batted 322 and 58 bombs.
Understood. But, all right, what age do you think in today's baseball day and age, in today's baseball world, is there start to be a little bit of a decline?
I think it differs on the body type. I think, like, Soto...
Right, well, his body...
Yeah, I know Soto's thicker, so maybe he's a little younger, like a Pujols type. Maybe, I don't know
Judge
for sure.
Judge getting out of center field, but...
Yeah, I mean, does Judge move to first base? There's a few variables. I don't know. Judge seems to be a little quicker twitch and a little looser
I mean, even if
than
I give
Soto.
You, he's 30, even if I give you 34 through 33 through 30...
Well, he's going to have at least three more. I mean, I don't know if he's going to hit 60, but he's going to be...
At 35?
Yeah, dude, it's only a couple years away.
But that's my point.
Oh, he's going to be an... Dude, he's not going to go from 322 and 58 and the best player in baseball to, unless he gets hurt, you know, 23 home runs, bat 267 with an OPS of 812. That ain't happening. That's not happening anytime soon. But Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball. Aaron Judge's the best player in baseball.
Father Time gets everybody.
I know.
Especially, unless you're on the juice. If you got PED.
Well, then get him the juice. Hey, well, if you didn't get him the needles. Listen, if Soto left, then you got to get him hopped up on PEDs, dude. I'm obviously being facetious. Aaron Judge, listen, we are bouncing around. Number one, should Soto still be here? You know, I don't know. It is a ridiculous amount of money for a guy who does two things well. I've said that before he signed with the Mets. And, I am turned on. When I found out about the suite, this wasn't my energy yesterday. Yesterday, I came in. Mm-hmm. King Cone, by the way, if you guys missed this, it's on YouTube. It's absolutely hysterical. This guy with a scepter in his robe. Go find that out. It was funny as hell. And the Mets fans had a phenomenal day, and they stole a monster player from the Yankees. Never happened before. So you guys had your day, and as you should. And today, I really thought it was going to be just about, all right, where do the Yanks and Mets go from here? Which it is to an extent. But then I'm reading this nonsense about the suite. And, I really got annoyed. Who do you think you are to say, you know what, Cohen? And I understand why Cohen would do it and acquiesce, because the Mets on some level had to. Again, don't do it for Jeter. Don't do it for Mo. Don't do it for A-Rod. Don't do it for Judge. I'm not doing it for you. You're here 1 year. So I know that's a different mm-hmm. point. And then we move on to, how do the Yankees build out 2025? I gave you 10 options. I gave you Bellinger. I gave you multiple pitchers. You know, Arise is one that popped up. I didn't give you that, but I can see why we throw that out there. Like, this notion that the Yankees are going to wilt without the presence of the grand almighty Juan Soto is the dumbest thing that I've heard in a long time. Yankees will be a playoff team next year. That's it. Now I got to go build it.
A playoff team.
Well, I'm saying, once you get to the playoffs, you go from there. You see what happens.
Well, what's happened without Juan Soto has been no World Series. And my only point about Judge is that you've invested a lot in guys who are older. Juan Soto was the one to invest in that was 26. Think about Aaron Judge, how many years he's had until he's going to have his age 33 season. And by the way, as players get older, they do decline. I'm not saying it's going to happen now. Like, you give them year 33, you would think, age 34. Over the next 3-4 years, there is going to be a decline in performance from Judge, meaning that their window is now with Cole and Judge.
Well,
so they better be ready to build behind it or build around it. They just lost the best player available, and you got the GM Cashman saying, well, we're not going to spend like drunken sailors. Well, you better build a team that can go out there and win the World Series now, because your core, your nucleus that you love, in large part, is because of Gerrit Cole and Judge, who are getting past their prime.
I know we got a break. Yeah. Listen, this is one of the most interesting pivot points in New York baseball history. We all know that. Even going back to the Dodgers and the Giants and the Yankees, forever. This represents a lot. I get it. And I want you to expand on this, but I'm going to ask you a question before we take a break. Do you think that the Yankees will spend a boatload of money and bring in at least 3 new players for the 2025 season? Because you know I do.
3?
Yeah, one pitcher, 2 position players, pitchers, 1 position, big names.
I'll say yes,
okay,
but I don't think that's nearly enough.
Well, okay, yeah, and you might be right, but until that's it actually, but they're going to do it. So think about how we started, and we both think that they're going to do it. So the way the conversation started was kind of you getting on Hal and others, by the way, crushing Hal, and I'm here to tell you, Hal's getting ready to cut checks,
right?
And there's different ways to win. So I'm saying now you got to go out and do it.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior Call.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we come back, 888-808-1019.
We're ready to rock. We're ready to roll. And we need to do some business, and we intend to do some business. But at the same time, we've got to be smart about it, too. I'm sure our competitors, whether they're agents or clubs, are like, all right, we're going to test these guys right now. They're up against it. They just, you know, lost Juan Soto to the Mets. Let's see if they're going to dial up, and we can take advantage.
There you go, BT and Sal back on the fan. That was Brian Cashman yesterday at the winter meetings. And talk about what the Yankees need to do. Is there a breaking point for you, BT, that you would start to give Hal a little bit of smoke or Cashman some smoke? Like, are there players that would... Adames is already off the board. That was one that both you and I said, and I don't believe in the Plan B stuff, but I wanted Soto and Adames if I'm the Mets. And for the Yankees, if they missed out on Soto, I would have won hard after Adames. He was off the board first. So now you have both those guys off the slate here for the Yankees. Is there, or are there multiple players that if the Yankees missed out on, you would start to go after them a little bit harder?
100%. I mean, I think that the Yankees, I believe that they will deliver this, but if they don't, specific to your question, I would be all over them. Number one is going to be a stud pitcher. Like a stud pitcher. And I know you don't like Burns as much as me. I do like Fried a lot. Although you've heard some whispers if he wants the big market, so you've got to do your homework on that because not everybody's fit for this market, as we know. But it's got to be a stud pitcher, and it's got to be either Walker or Bellinger to play first base.
What about...
Must be.
What about Crochet? Did you see the latest rumors on him?
I saw a couple. What would define latest?
No, the latest was that the Mets and Yankees both...
Okay. All right, that's an interesting one.
Yes.
Now, because it's not about money, it's about the willingness prospects. To part with prospects. Yeah, right. Now, the only thing... Oh, boy. It's...
You can't lose another one.
Well, no, I prefer not to, buddy. I mean, again, as much as I'm putting this forward here, I really don't like losing to the Mets.
My wife yesterday was like, wow, BT handled himself so well yesterday. He wasn't angry. I was like, yeah, he was all right. He was good.
BT was on drugs yesterday.
It was a day.
I was doing bong hits of copium. Copium. You ever see the copium meme? No, listen. Like, the only thing that would... prevent. I want to be fair. Like, if they don't get a stud pitcher, you better get a first base. But like, I mean, the Yankee first base hasn't been a home run since June. I mean, that must be addressed, and it will be.
And you're fine with either Bellinger or Walker.
I actually want Walker and Bellinger, I want Walker at first. I want Bellinger in center.
Agreed.
I want Dominguez in left, and I want Soto, and I want obviously Judge back in right field.
I agree with that.
See, the thing about the Crochet thing is why I couldn't crush the Yankees. Is because the viewing of prospects is very subjective. So the White Sox, you know, the Mets package, whatever it might be, they might just genuinely love that package more than the Yankees. Now, where I would get on the Yankees, if it was like, oh no, we can't part with this guy, like, oh,
Spencer Jones, whatever.
Yeah, stop. You do what you got to do to get Crochet. Crochet is an absolute filthy beast.
Right.
And like that would unleash my fury. I got to be honest, I'm fired up today, dude. I told you. I had it up to my neck yesterday. Yeah, you get the real BT. That was passive BT. That was let Met fans celebrate BT. And I had to do that, and I did it from the bottom of my heart. I am happy for Met fans, even though I juggle that as my loss as a Yankee fan. Today's different. Today we push forward. And, you know, when you ask me questions like that, if they don't do X, Y, and Z, and the Mets do, or the Red Sox do, or the Orioles do, I'm going to crush them.
Yeah, I guess that's my point. And by the way, you took the L like a man yesterday.
There's only one way to take
it. Yeah, a lot of people in, whether it's Chaz, whether it's listeners, there's some people call it in, they want to take it. You took it like a man yesterday, and I get the frustration, like you should be upset. That's why, to me, I'm more at Hal, and I think there might become a point that you start turning on Hal and Cashman yet again. Greg is in Rahway. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Greg.
Good morning, fellas.
What's happening? What's up,
congratulations to Sal and the King.
Well, yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. BT, I think we got him by the short hairs now. The Fugazi deal that he brought for Soto.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was ever going to offer that deal, but if he says he was, That comes out to about $50 million a year. So let's see if he's going to take that $50 million and spend it.
Of course he is. Now, the one thing, Greg, you don't think he's going to spend a lot of money this offseason?
No. I think he might sign one guy or something to a decent amount of money, but I don't think he's going to do it. I guarantee,
and we will eventually find out. Thanks for the call there, Greg. I really don't ever say this because it's your opinion, which I respect. I guarantee you'll be wrong. Guarantee. That there will be, unless it's all in one, like an encompassing press conference, the Yankees will have multiple pressers this offseason where they introduce new high profile, I understand it's not Soto, but really good players that you could book.
So give me a bare minimum, Walker, Bellinger, and either Burns, Fried, or Crochet.
Yes. I gave you the lineup yesterday.
Now that's bare minimum, though.
Well, I mean, that's a lot, dude.
I know, but
Walker's going to get $30 million, and obviously if you trade for Bellinger, he's making $27.5 million.
Yeah.
You know, Crochet's cheap, but you give it up prospects. Burns going to get 30-something mil.
Okay,
Freed's going to get 30-something. That's a lot of money.
Fair enough. So then my question is, do you think that Walker and Bellinger are enough to replace Soto in the lineup? I just don't see that.
It's also dependent upon the development of Volpe and Wells and Dominguez.
But it was always going to be about that anyway.
Well, you can also have Jazz for another 80 games at second base, which is his primary. Jazz Chisholm, by the way, did you hear the way Cashman pronounces
it? Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm, thankfully I said it right, stole 40 bases last year. 20-something home runs.
And by the way, did you see that they're considering keeping him at third?
I did see that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's interesting to me. I mean, he was fine there, but...
Well, unless you bring in, who's the stud second baseman?
Well, as I'm saying, is there somebody
out there?
Is
going to hit 320? I mean, I'm open to it.
What about bringing up... So nobody... This is not about somebody bringing up from the farm system.
Durbin?
Yeah.
I think Durbin's going to be on the opening day roster, for sure.
I thought he was going to play third, so it can't be for that, can it?
I don't know. When I saw that, and I did see it, I don't love the thought of... Jazz is fine, but I think he's a much better second baseman. Listen, I gave this to Sal yesterday, around the horn. This is what I want. Walker at first, Jazz at second, Volpe at short. I put Bregman at third. I don't love it because his advanced numbers outside of Houston, he didn't hit the ball that hard.
I do admit
I don't love that. Dominguez in left, Bellinger in center, Judge in right, Wells catcher, and Stanton the DH. Now, the thing is, Sal, I'm giving you this. Nobody in the world is going to replicate what Juan Soto did for the Yankees a year ago. Nobody. The hope is and the belief is and the challenge is now to fill those two or three other soft spots, Verdugo, first base, with above average production and multiple spots. And then you unconventionally close the gap of what you lose from Soto, which I believe is absolutely attainable.
Well, that's why I think they need three in the lineup and one pitcher. If you want to feel good from a Yankees perspective about this offseason after losing Soto, the only way in my mind to at least be okay about it going into the year would be Bellinger, Walker, let's say at first base, either a second baseman or third baseman, whether it's a trade or free agency, whoever they deem. But now you got three bats and then
a pitcher.
Yeah, exactly. Now you got four pieces and at least four versus one or two. Still, I'd rather have Soto and Walker and figure out the other spots.
If they were willing to do Walker in addition to Soto, which we don't know, but keep going.
I'd rather have those two than the four. But at least if you sell me on the four, Bellinger, Walker, one of the top three pitchers, and a second or third baseman, I'd be like, okay, we're going to see how it's going to play out. But they went quantity with some quality in that quantity, but I'd be okay with that as a plan B or C.
Understood. And by the way, I know nobody really wants to hear this now, but I do think it's part of the bigger vision. The moves that we just gave you, let's say Walker, all right, let's just say Walker 4 years, possibly three, but I'll say four. You got Bellinger, whatever remains of his deal, not much, and then maybe you extend him by, a year or two at a player option, something like that. The Bregman would be like six or seven. I'm not interested in that. But why this is really important is because the moves that you make, they're all going to be shorter term, except potentially third base, Sal, right?
Right.
Even if you bring in Arenado, which I don't love, but, whatever. And as I don't like that. As those contracts expire, okay, now Stanton's gone. Now Judge is past his best years, and there's only one bad contract on the team. Even Gerrit Cole at this point is expired. So nobody wants to hear the day after you lose Juan Soto about financial solvency for the New York Yankees in the year 2030. Trust me, I get it. But just understand, there's a bigger play here.
Which is, by the way, why I would only sign Walker for a couple of years. You said 4 years. If he gets that, I hate to say it, BT, you got to let him walk.
Christian Walker at four years?
He's going to be 34 in March.
Well, I mean, unless he's a gold glover.
Well, but
I mean,
why
I prefer
be...
3 years, don't get me wrong.
No,
but I mean, you might have to win a battle here with somebody.
I get it, but to me, three would be... He's going to be 34.
I know. Not ideal.
I think that's why short-term he made the most sense. Brandon Tierney is kind of back on the fan. He's moving out. Not that far, though.
Back your bank, Soto.
Did you see, we'll get back to the Colts here in a second, did you see the Mark Feinstein report? The one thing of note that I took from there as it pertains to the Yankees and moving forward is that there didn't appear to be interest in Pete Alonso. And I was hearing the same thing from a baseball source that it didn't seem likely that the, and by the way, we're talking about like Alonso's market, didn't seem like there's going to be much of a market for Pete, but the guy I was talking to was ruled out the Yankees basically right away, which does make sense, but I don't know. I'm not ruling out anything. I never know, but Feinstein backed that up, basically saying the Yankees didn't appear to have any interest in Pete.
Good. I don't have any interest in Pete, as I've said for a long time. You know, listen, I guess you leave it open just in case they whiff on some other stuff or the Cubs don't trade Bellinger, Walker goes to Seattle.
Right.
I mean, would that maybe change their motivation from a PR perspective? I mean, it would do nothing for me. Only listen, Pete's obviously good, but I'm looking at Pete not as the whole former Met. I'm looking at Pete's his age, his position, not right. A great athlete, where his power plays doesn't really go the opposite way very often, although in the playoffs he did, ironically. And, you know, if you're a righty that doesn't use right center or right field at Yankee Stadium, you know, you might leave a few home runs on the turf or at the warning track. I have no interest in Pete Alonso for the Yankees.
But,
zero.
But, and I understand why you're saying that, but if you're going to give Walker 4 years.
I think Walker's a better player. He's a better baseball player. He's a better baseball player.
But he's going to be 34 years of age. Yeah. Alonso's only 30.
Well, how many years do you think? Let me ask you this.
And Pete's a better hitter.
Is he?
100%.
Not from an average perspective, he's not.
Pete in a bad year hit .240 last year.
But he's had two bad years in a row.
Oh,
the year before that, he hit .220.
And he hit 40. I mean, Pete Alonso was a 40 home run minimum machine.
I understand that.
Walker hit 26 homers.
All right, but what's the batting average?
Twice in his career, he's hit over 30 homers.
Yeah, he's also a late bloomer, Sal. And he's a gold glover.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And he can run a little bit better
for defense, but he's also 34 years of age.
Yeah, I mean,
his career average is .250. Pete is .249.
Okay, but Walker's going in the right direction, and Pete's going in the wrong direction. So there's a bit of a projection there.
Well, Walker's going to be 34, though.
No, I get that. I'm not saying he's perfect.
I think, to me, it would come down to contract there. Like, if I the value in Walker for the Yankees for me was that you were ideally getting Soto back, and it was going to be a two-year deal with Walker, so you could fit that in. Okay, no longer Soto, so maybe you're open to a little bit more, but I mean, I'm not more than 3 years for Walker?
All right, let's do this here before we get back to the phone. So, optimally speaking, forget about the actual money because that's we're just throwing darts. How many years, the best amount of years, do you think Alonso will get offer-wise?
Five. Max.
I would probably agree. He's not getting six, no way.
And he might be better suited to take one or two.
One and then prove it kind of deal. Although I think given his age and his skill set, he's probably back in the same spot next year, even if he has more home runs, which he probably would because he had a down home run year. All right, so I think it's five. I probably agree. I think it might be five straight up if it's the Mets. I think if it's anybody else, I think it might be four with an option for the team.
Okay.
My opinion. So four or five, we'll go four and a half just to split it. What do you think the max is for Walker?
Yeah, I can't see him getting more than three.
I agree. That's why I like Walker more for the Yankees. Plus, I think he's a better baseball player.
And you think
not a home run hitter.
You think roughly the same amount per year? Like, what are you talking about, 25, 27 million?
Yeah, probably somewhere in the, yeah, probably around there.
So
yeah.
Walker for 3 years, 81 versus, let's say, Pete max, I'm saying. He's not getting a lot of money. So let's say five times
25 times by 125 or even a little bit more.
So 125 versus 81.
But two fewer years for Walker?
Yeah.
Oh, give me Walker. And first of all, even if Walker's a year more, it's going to sound nuts. Even if Walker's 4 years or four and Pete's three, I'd still prefer Walker.
So how about Pete, let's just say 5 and 4. Pete, 5 years, 125. Walker, 4 years, 100.
Walker all day.
Ooh.
He's a better player.
Oh, I don't think so.
He's better fielder.
I mean, yes, fielder, yes.
I mean, defense matters. Did you see the fifth inning for the Yankees in the World Series?
At first base, it's going to matter that much.
If Rizzo would have charged the ball or moved instead of moving like a slug, the Yankees would have won that game.
Pete's not that bad at first.
He ain't that good.
He can't throw the ball, but he can pick it. He's as good at picking it as anybody else.
Plus, better than Walker.
He's 4 years younger, and his bat is just better.
Listen, neither one is Mattingly or Hernandez, so we don't have to get nuts about this. But Walker is clearly a superior defender.
Mitchell is in Fort Lee. What's up, Mitch?
Hello. Hey, guys. BT, Sal, first of all, Sal, congratulations. You called it. You said you got your main man.
I hope you
have him. But now, BT, I'm going to agree with you here. This is why. If you're going to give Soto all that money, the Yankees would not have had much to fill in all the fill-ins that we needed when I spoke to you guys last week. So now, why don't we go like this? Why don't we go with go for Walker in first base? Why don't we go see, and it's, no one's talked about the third baseman from Arenado from St. Louis. St. Louis wants to get rid of contracts. They need money. Go get Arenado for center field. I mean, for third base, and get Sandoval to play the outfield. And then, and everyone keeps on saying this, and I keep reading this whole thing. Freed is going to be a Yankee, and in the next couple hours, they keep on putting on MLB. Freed is going to be a Yankee. So that would give you everything that you would need, and you're getting now four players for one. I have no problem with this. And it's just that everyone, the caller before call, he's upset that Hal didn't go this way. How much more are you going to let this guy go?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean,
oops, sorry, Mitch. We hung up on you right there, but we do appreciate the call. Yeah, the problem is you can now invest in Arenado and Walker. You can have 34-year-olds at first and third base. I mean, the Yankees would be very old. Let's see what happens with Fried. And BT, you were talking about before about maybe his question marks as far as being pitching in a big market like this. I don't know. Once I hear that, to me, that's a major red flag. That's not as good as a plan as bringing back Juan Soto.
Well,
that's
Juan Soto's gone, so we have to abandon that plan.
But that's why I have an issue with Hal. And I also don't trust Hal to spend enough elsewhere based on what he's done. It's not just about the amount. It's about how far he's going to be willing to go. The Yankees right now have their window with Judge and Cole and Stan. Like, it should be all in, pedal to the metal. There is a time to spend like drunken sailors. This would have been the year to me.
Well, I mean, I also think that when you look back at the Yankees championship teams, I mean, obviously A-Rod in 09 was one of the best players in baseball, but if not the best, but he was hopped up. I mean, all the championships the Yankees have won, I'm not talking about Mantle and those guys back in the day. In our lifetime, did they ever really truly have the best player in baseball? I mean, think about that. Bernie was really good. Not even a Hall of Famer. Not even close. Outside of Mo, I mean, and Derek has had a ton of hits, but I never thought Derek was one of the top 5, 6, 7, 8 players in baseball ever.
So then it's about drafting and developing.
But it's also about adding the problem. You know, Tino could field it. Brocious could field it over third base. I mean, these guys could pick it.
But the bigger issue, if Hal's not going to go over the top or compliment the team by going over the top with the money, and Brian Cashman isn't going to draft and develop the players the right way. And by the way, this is now two different versions of drafting and developing that have just not worked out. Like, we've seen it with the young guy. Judge is the only one to hit. Everybody else, Glaber wasn't the right guy. They traded for him at a young age. He came up. He never lived up to the expectations. Gary Sanchez, El Kraken, major disappointment.
Yep.
Greg Bird, we went over him. We know what happened with him. Volpe has not lived up to the expectations yet so far. You know, Dominguez, we're waiting on him. Wells, like, it sounds great in theory. Spencer Jones, all of a sudden, before he even got going, he can't even get onto the right foot in the minor leagues, let alone the big leagues. Like, it sounds great in theory, but where is it? Where is it at Peraza?
Listen.
Oswald Cabrera.
That's why I need some new blood. And that's why, if you go back to the first thing I said today, Yankees need to be better at building a team.
Yeah.
So we can focus on the money, and I get it, of course. The wound is still, you know, fresh for many Yankee fans. The Arenado stuff here.
Yeah.
You know,
can we get into that when we come back?
Let's do it. I'm going to save it because that's a common theme, and I do think we have to jump into that. Might be an option. I don't know if I love it, but I did a little homework here, and we could talk about it coming up.
Yeah, I had it on my board right here. I'm looking up his numbers. I'd be curious to see what you think of Arenado. We'll do that when we come back and continue with your calls. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.